531. We're joined now on Pacific Days by Justin Lateef, PMN News Election Specialist, for comment after the announcement of a special votes as they continue to come in. Thank you so much for your company as always, Justin. What's the summary, firstly, of the Electoral Commission announcement?
Bula Vanaka, Brian, how are you today? The official summary, well, basically the headline result is that ACT and National are going to need the support of New Zealand First to form a government, because National has lost two seats. They were two electorate seats and they've gone to Labour, and so they're now going to need three seats from New Zealand First to be able to form a stable coalition. Probably the other big headline thing here is that the Māori Party have claimed two further seats. So Labour has lost in Te Tai Tonga and Tamaki Makaurau. Two senior Labour politicians, Pina Henare and Calvin Davis, have both lost their seats, meaning they'll now have six of the 11 Māori electorate seats, and they'll also be able to, it's their largest ever result at an election.
How do you think these will shape the upcoming coalition discussions, Justin?
Yeah, I think, you know, so three seats, it shows from New Zealand First, means that it's going to, I guess it's leverage, you know. So Winston knows that it's not a one-seat majority, it's a buffer. And so for him, it allows him to ask for a little bit more. And he's going to be thinking, how do I get something that will get me voted back in next time? Because his whole thing is, how do I continue this party going? It's been on life support the last 3 years. They weren't even in parliament. So what he needs to get some wins for his supporters so that they don't kick him out again like happened in 2020.
Now, what do the results say about Pacific people who voted? Was the turnout much different to the last election?
Yeah, so turnout was slightly lower, it was a little bit lower than the 2020 election, which we know was kind of unusual in the fact that because of COVID, I guess people seem to turn out even higher. So we had 82% in 2020. But in 2017, which was also an election with Jacinda, and then we had the Jacinda mania, and, you know, turnout was roughly the same. It was 79.8 in 2017, 78.2. Again, it just shows that while there was a lot of people talking about lower turnout, it appears that the turnout really wasn't significantly lower. Now, the Electoral Commission has not released detailed results of each electorate, and so until they do that, we can't really dig into what happened in our Pacific majority seats like Mangere, Mana down in Wellington, or Otahuhu, Pāmua.
But based on what you've seen so far, what do you think the results so far say about a Pacific people? In terms of, Angie Nicholas, my apologies. Now, she lost Te Atatū to Labour by 131 votes, so now clear no Pacific people will be part of National. A chance Agnes, or Whonuti Agnes Lohini, comes into Parliament on the list?
Yeah, so Whonuti will possibly come in if... So what will happen is National probably win Port Waikato, and so that means someone will come off the list and go as an electorate MP, and then there's two other, by my count, there's two other list people above Agnes. And so, yeah, so she's going to require probably two people to retire. And so there's a number of older, you know, MPs or... within National, and lots of, you know, life happens. Over 3 years, I think there's a very good chance Agnes does go in. But it would really be up to her at this point now to reconsider, do I want to keep my hat in the ring? If on that sort of, will I go down, will I won't? And that's what happened to her in 2018, I believe. She was right on the line, and so she had this constant... will I be going down? Will I won't be? And, you know, she's a mum. She's got kids. You know, she's got a life up here in Auckland, a businesswoman. So it's really going to be an interesting time for her deciding, do I sort of keep myself there in the ring, or do I maybe let someone else below me go? So they'll be really interesting. But, yeah, she's still a good chance to come in within the next 3 years.
Just with what you've digested over the last 10, 15 minutes, any big surprises looking back and comparing to predictions prior to the election night?
I mean, I think the big surprise is how badly Labour did in the Māori seats. And it seems that clearly the Māori seats and the Māori Party, Te Pāti Māori, have done a really good job at saying, hey, if you want a strong, independent Māori voice, we are your party. Mm. And so despite having one of the largest Māori caucuses that Labor's ever had and having a number of Māori in quite high positions within Labor, they haven't been able to convince Māori voters that they are a party that's going to be the voice for them. So that's really interesting. And to lose Calvin Davis, who has said that he would potentially retire if he doesn't hold his seat, is quite massive for Labor. He's been the deputy leader of Labor, and he's been a strong figure within that party. And so it means possibly a whole change for Labor in terms of their own diversity, because the number of really senior politicians, Nanai Mahuta, Reno, Calvin Davis, and they've lost Meke Thaitere already. So it's a real changing of the guards for Labor. And a new generation of Māori MPs are probably going to have to come through the ranks now.
Prime Minister-elect Christopher Luxon said he's looking at about a three-week period within which to form a government. Based on what you've seen so far, is that sort of accurate, that timeline, or you expect it to drag out, especially with Winnie having to go and have a kōrero with the board of directors for the New Zealand First Party?
Yeah, I mean, I imagine that they'll probably have already got what they've already probably said, oh, this is what we're going to want. Mm. And then Luxon's already talked to his team about, well, this is what they're wanting. And so basically I think as long as it's not too complicated what Winston wants, he'll probably have a board meeting over the weekend and we'll have an announcement on Sunday night or Monday morning. Winston likes to time it for the 6 o'clock news. And so I wouldn't be surprised if we have an announcement for, the biggest news hour of the week is usually Sunday. So I wouldn't be surprised if we have an announcement on Sunday. But yeah, if it's a bit more tricky, if Winston wants to see if he can get a bit more out of National, it could stretch into Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So,
With New Zealand First in there, does this mean some of our Pacific initiatives and agencies will be safe, like the Ministry for Pacific Peoples, Justin?
Look, I wouldn't want to make a call on that. I don't think we can be totally sure, because ACT also, their negotiations may be to say, well, we won't push for being, David Seymour might say, well, I don't have to be Deputy Prime Minister, you don't have to cut taxes further, but this is some other things I want. And so he's got to decide what are the really, some of those really, things that his voters are really going to get worked up about. And maybe it's a referendum on the Treaty of Waitangi. Maybe it is getting rid of the Ministry for Pacific Peoples, the Ministry for Women, the Ministry for Ethnic Affairs, which are all ministries that he has flagged that he would like to get rid of. So I don't think we can be totally certain, the negotiations are always froze up something unpredictable. Mm. Winston last time managed to get the Provincial Growth Fund, which I don't think anyone predicted. And, that was like a massive, ministry, basically. And they had a minister for it, and he just went around the country giving out money to different projects. And so maybe we'll see something like that. Mm. I think one of the other really interesting things is, so the electorate vote numbers have now come in. And we can see that in Māngere, you had 29%, 29,000 people voted, which is very similar to actually 2017. So it just shows actually that turnout didn't actually go much lower than in previous elections. And so there was a lot of people saying, oh, turnout's been really low this time around, and that's the reason Labor lost. But I think if you look at the last two times they've won, the numbers are only a couple of thousand. Well, in 2020, 31,000 people voted in Māngere, and in 2017, 28,000. And so this time around, 29,000. I think Māngere is a good, bellwether type indicator of how engaged Pacific people are in the election. And it seems that in comparison to previous elections, it was roughly the same.
Mm. Finally, Justin, realistically, do you think the three parties can work well together and be a stable government moving forward?
Look, I think the amount of rhetoric they've, particularly between David Seymour and Winston Peters, that has been going on prior to the election, and also knowing, knowing how hard it was for the Green Party when Winston was in power with Labor, I don't. Yeah, I think it's going to be quite unsettled, quite unstable, and I wouldn't be surprised if we see, possibly some having to redo the negotiations in about 18 months' time. Also, it'll be a real test of Luxon's leadership, and I think there'll be people within the National Party who say, if Luxon doesn't get this right, we will look at pushing him out. Because you've got to remember, he's only been the leader for 18 months, and so he's not necessarily someone who's been in the party a long time, and he doesn't have a lot of experience in Parliament, and this is really going to test him. And there's going to be other people within National who will be just watching closely and thinking about their own aspirations to be leader. And so, yeah, I think we're in for an interesting time in New Zealand politics.
Oh, we'll see, Judith and Jerry, how it goes. Justin Lateef, PMN News election specialist, for comment after the announcement of special votes. Thank you, Justin.